Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Achrimos, post Pesach, Svir Sa'omer, Tavshin Pebez, Olin Shmin, Tzchusu Fershin for Esa Tilbas Ariat Zipporah, Besor Shechor Yisrael. This is my grandfather's yard site. It's tomorrow night, Chalvav Nisan, Rav Ruvim Ben Avchaim, Yishvi Med Zoshu for us and all of Christ. So, first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Zusha of Anapoli, the brother of the Noam HaMelech, Tzuchusik Alina. And Noam HaMelech actually quotes this Torah in Likutei Shoshana, at the back of the Sefer Noam HaMelech, but it's also quoted in the Rebbe Reb Zusha's collected Sefer and called the Sefer called Menorah Zahav. Da'aber Aaron al-Chicha, v'ayyavah b'choleis al-Kodesh. Opening Pesukim to our Parsha, Talachadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he shouldn't come into the Kodesh Kodesh whenever he wants. He had to come specifically. But what is the deeper idea for us? V'ayyavah b'choleis al-Kodesh. Says the Rebbe Reb Zusha, ha-perish, she'al yavah b'itim al-Kodesh. You can't just decide when you want to be holy. You know what? It's Seder night. Today I'm going to be holy. No! Tahainu shilaf amam yiskabe b'kdusha v'am yichlash. No, rakshi yitomen b'kdusha b'li ace. V'al yavah b'chol ace ala kodesh. Don't think that you could just be holy when you want, when it's Pesach. But you know when it's Chol Moed, I can do whatever I want. Oh, it's after Pesach night. No, you always get to find the kedusha and anything, everything. We always feel like we're always just starting. And this is an idea that the Rebbe Remelech writes in the Ilkutei Shoshana. Likutei Shoshana, for those who don't know, it's a beautiful Torah from the Rebbe Melech at the end of Noam HaMelech. So he says in the second piece, we said this a bunch of times over Pesach, Pischui Sharei Tzedek Avava Morecha. Noam HaMelech proclaims to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open up the gates of Tzedek Avava Morecha so I can be able to come and praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rebbe Melech, Pischui Sharei Tzedek. A Jew always says this, feel like they're in the beginning. And then Avava Morecha. Perish. There's no end to your avoda. Pischuli. That tzaddik always feel like they're in the beginning. They're always there in the beginning. They always find the kedusha and everything you do. So when the Rebbe Melech quotes Reb Zusha, then we're going to be able to quote the Rebbe Melech himself. This is a Torah. I guess it's in the Mishpacha. It's in the Mishpacha. What's the Torah here? The ayuva b'chol esa kodesh. Don't say today it's the night of the Seder. No. Sfir Sa'omer teaches us there's kedusha in anything and anything and everything that we do. To be able to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we do carpool, when we change the diapers, when you take the garbage out, when you're just walking, when you're just driving, to find the Kedusha in anything and everything you do. And the Rebbe Melech says, how do you do that? Pischli Shar Tzedek, always feel like you're in the beginning, then of Amarukah, to be able to find and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in anything and everything you do. What a beautiful idea from the Rebbe Zusha and the Rebbe Melech. Zuchusim Yogan Aleinu, moving on to Adina Batu. Third, second idea comes from the Tefer Shlomo, the Rebbe of Adamsk, Tefer Shlomo. From Klai Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol has to take the two goats for the Karban Chatos and the one for the Ola. It says there is a very Shlomo, much deeper idea for us. That a Jew's job, that specifically the Kohen Gadol's job, is for us to be able to realize that the kedusha of the kohen comes from every single Jew. Kedusha so shall a kohen noves mimalis avodas haklal. Umei eid atas b'nei so yikach. Hakohen is koach kedusha so avodoso. The kohen gadol, where does he get his kedusha from? Umei eis adas. He says adas is not just the congregation. It's the lashon eidim. Lashon dadas ki mikoach adas so b'nei Yisrael. Yikach hakohen gadol. Hakoch b'vavos hakokosh. Tefer Shlomo says, how does the kohen gadol get his kedusha? By connecting himself to the tzibor. And this is actually a Torah he quotes earlier on in the Torah. Well, the pasuk, the Gemara tells us early on, we read in Sefer Vayikra, the Gemara Numan, the Yuches and Aleph, tells us, v'ha-koin gadol me'achav. The Kohen Gadol has to be from his brother. It's got to be a Kohen. Pashat, Pshat, says the Tefer Shlomo, no. Gadleo Mishal Achav. Ratzoloma shegaluzo yimikoich aviv kha yisra masaymoso. That because he's so dedicated to the tzibor, so the Kohen Gadol, ha-koin ha-gadol me'echav, he gets his Kohen Gadol status because he's connected to the tzibor, because he's connected to the kahal. This is an idea that I saw from my Rebbe, Emre Baruch Shlita, Rav Simon. He says, there's very connected to the Sfira Soimer. He says, when the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, does anyone be able to learn Pirkei Avos in between Pesach and Shavuos? So he says, when the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim V'Lajner, he says, Rav Chaim Yaakov Govach Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Karen B'Yavna used to say the beautiful Torah, a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chanina ben Atrajan Omer Shnayim Shioshin Ve'em Benem Divrei Torah Harizei Moshev Leitzim. Two people that are sitting and then there's no Torah discussion being spoken about. It's frivolous and they're jokers and they're Leitzim. Something very negative. Says the Rebbe Ruach Chaim, you have to read it differently. Shnayim Shioshvin Ve'em Benem Divrei Torah Harizei Moshev Leitzim. What's the goal? The Ein Beinehim means that everyone is just focused on themselves. They're not talking with each other. They're not interested in each other. He says the whole Shas. Look at all Shas, Rav Simon says. All Shas. And every Shakla Vataria. Namaram and the Tanaim are always going back and forth. Because you have to listen and to hear to each other. One of the reasons why we paskin like Beis Hillel's, because they always said Beis Shammai's vort first. Besides because they're always gentle and humble and sincere and patient. They always said Rav Shammai. Says Rav Chaim Velazhevit. Shnaim Shavish V'Yemidim Adir Adirit. They're not towards being discussed because they're always focused on themselves. We'll look back in the Gemara in Yevamos. We go on Yevamos and Tzamach Beis. No, Shein, Rabbi Kiva's students. They need to give and honor to each other. I'm not sure if I saw this idea, but maybe if we could take this, it means they were learning together, but they weren't listening to each other. They were only focused on their own vort and their own idea. And their own message, and their own, but they weren't listening, be able to listen for others. And that's because Rabbi Kiva to say, he learned the hard way. He says it to Fer Shlomon, two ideas over here. The first idea over here, the Kohen Gadol gets his Kohen Gadol status, be connected to other Jews, being connected to Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol Galim Mishalov, he's able to only get his Kohen Gadol status for being connected to the Tzibor. Because he's Me'achav, because he cares about the Tzibor, because he cares. That's what Rabbi Edwin, and that's a real Chaim, a beautiful Torah. Shnayim Shem Yeshem Nimitav Shem Zoycha. To connect yourself to the top, to the Tzibor, with kindness and love and patience and a smile. That's what it's all about. Moving on to Din number three. Din number three comes with the Me'ah Shiloch. The Me'ah Shiloch is the last pasuk in Rishon. V'chodam lo yeh ba'oyah moy b'vao lechaper b'kodesh atzeisov v'chiber ba'ado v'ad beisov v'ad kol kalach v'shol. Nobody can come to the Ohel Moed besides Kohen Gadol, and he represents everybody on this day of holiness of Yom Kippur. Says the Ishbitz Rebbe, the Me'ah Shiloch. Don't just read Adam lo yeh, the person can't come to the Omid. No, Adam lo yeh. The whole tachas, the whole hasag of Yom Kippur doesn't make sense. It's a ma'al min ha'teva. Says the Me'ah Shiloch. It's above hasag, the Yom Kippur, what it does to us. When a person brings himself to his batlas, when a person brings himself to a bittul, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings kapara, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the ultimate tzedakah. When a person brings himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Yom Kippur doesn't make sense. Yom Kippur wipes a person's away sins. The day itself, you know, the Yitzum Shayom is mechaper. Adam lo yiyah, but a person's got to be Adam lo yiyah. He's got to come, he's got to mevat himself to the Bonosham. Then Yom Kippur will mevat himself, will mevat herself, or as they say, the day itself will be a kapar for each and every single one of us. The midah vanava, that's what the Kedusha Levi always talked about. Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai, open the mission to Perkei Avos. He got the Torah from Sinai? No, he didn't. He got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kedusha Levi according to Medrash. Kedusha Levi, Rav Yitzchak Berdichev says, Moshe ben learned the midah vanava from Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to all the mountains and says, why should I give the Torah on you? HaSinai says, I don't know why. I'm the smallest one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because you're the smallest one, you're humble. Then I'm going to choose you, Moshe. Learn from Moshe Kibel Torah Misina. He learned the lesson, what it means to be a Torah Jew, what it means to be a Yom Kippur Jew, what it means to be a Jew in 2022, when the whole world looks like it's going crazy. To mevat ourselves like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Goldberg Shlita likes to say, let go, let God. The more you let go in your life, the more you stop trying to control everything, then it's the ultimate freedom to let go and to let God. What a beautiful idea from Ishbitz Rebbe, from the Kedusha Levi and Rabbi Goldberg. Moving on to Din number 4. The number 4 comes from Nachas Yoshua. Nachas Yoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, Micholiyov. The Rebbe of Choliyov, not sure who he was from, but beautiful insight. The Rachatz Tezayin Chavdalit, the last Pasuk in Sheni. The Rachatz Besorah Bamayim, should wash himself with water, but not come cut a holy place, for Lava, Shes Bigadov, Yatsav Asa, Zolosav, Es Oz Ha'am, Chaper Ba'adab, Ba'adav Ha'am. He should be able to wash himself, put on his clothing, bring the oila, and bring a kapar for Klaisa. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad ha'am. You know, famously Chazal say, anytime it says the word ha'am, if you look at Parshas Ba'aloyscha, ha'am refers to Rishon. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad ha'am. Not only does the Kohen Gadol think about himself, not only does he bring kapar to his family, to the rest of Klaisa. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad ha'am. He's even bringing Kedusha, he's even able to bring his alas to the ha'am. Afab chusim ha'krim am. Zoichim this alas ha'yodu v'ad ha'am. And the Kohen Gadol brings the kapara. Kohen Gadol thinks about every single Jew. Kohen Gadol doesn't say, you're a Shevet Reuven, Shimon, Kavaldik, but you're a Shevet Dan, not for me. No, every single Yid. A Malik attacked Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan was the, quote unquote, the lowest of the low. They were the ones that Malik attacked. Every single Jew is important. And this always reminds me of the Torah from Rav Biederman. He likes to put all these together. Gemara Kiddushin, Amid Vav, tells us, when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? Machlokas between him and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only when we do Ratzon Hashem. If we're not, we're considered avodim, slaves. Says Rabbi Meir, v'kach li'kach nikarbanim. Whether we're not, we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will or not, we are considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And that's not an excuse to do whatever we want. That's the reality. Rashba says, usually passing the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. V'kach li'kach nikarbanim. The Kabbin Rebbe, the world of Slanim, the Kabbin Rebbe said, Mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba, to be able to know, to spread the world to this light, to this Rashba, to understand the mikach lekach nikarbanim, that even the pchusim, even the am, chiper pa'adova ad'am, says an achus hashod, Kondolah brings the kapar for every single Jew, even the am Jews, even the Jews that feel like they're the Rashba, maybe they're down and out, they feel like they're still in Mitzrayim a little bit. Nevertheless, the Kondolah comes, be able to say, no, you count too, you could always be turned around, you could have always returned to the Rebbeinu Shem, Bekach, Bekach, Nikarbanim, beautiful idea from the Nachas Yeshua, and from Rav Biderman, Perendia, the Gemara, Kedushin, the Rashba, and the Kabbin Rebbe, moving on to idea number 5. Skip all the way ahead to Chamishi, Perek, Yurches, Pasuk, Gimel. The Pasuk says, K'masa Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem El Losasu, K'masa Eretz Kanan, She'ani Mevi Etzchem, Shama Losasu. The actions on Eretz Mitzrayim, where you dwelt, you shouldn't do. Eretz Kanan, the land, when I bring you to Eretz Kanan, where I bring to you, Shama Losasu, which you make sure and able to be able to not do the things over there also. But I don't want to focus on the second part. I want to focus on what says the Menachem Tzion of Zach. Rav Menachem Tzion of Zach is the grandson of Rav Psi Pesach Frank. Kimas Eretz Yisrael, leave it like that. Lo Sasu. What's Kimas Eretz Yisrael? Asher Yishavtem Ba, that you live there. What's the Pesach trying to teach us here? Says the Menachem Tzion who lived in Chicago. He says, Aleichem Nisyachis al Kol Agolos Ka'al Dira Aris Al Eretz Yisrael Ke'el Doris Keves Hayichido. That you were Yoshiv there. Don't think that this is a Kevatika Jewish home. Asher Yishavtem Ba, that you dwelt there. Don't think that America and Boca and Lawrence and LA and Toronto and Australia and South Africa, that's where you lived. That's where the German Jews thought also. Rechmano Litzana, Yom HaShoah this week. Says the Menachem Sinan, Chadosh Baruch Hu, don't just think about the actions. Asher Yishavtem Ba, don't get to, it's your house. That's where you live. My Talmidim and the Talmidus have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. They're landing in a few hours. I always tell them, you're not, you don't, you live in Florida. Your house is in Florida. Your home is Eretz Yisrael. Zegam Machan Ephraim tells us, you don't have to be physically in Eretz Yisrael. We love to all be physically in Eretz Yisrael. But Zegam Malach Ephraim tells us, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, his grandfather, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. If you want to be by the Kaisel, you can be by the Kaisel. And if you want to be in Miami and be at the Kotel, you can be at the Heat game by standing at the Kotel. You are where your thoughts are. A person has to be able to understand that Eretz Yisrael is our home. We don't belong out of Galus. K'masa Eretz Yisrael asher yishavtem ba. Don't get too comfortable outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Chodesh Baruch Hu says. Don't think the Mitzrayim is your home asher yishavtem ba. Lo sa'asu, don't do that. But you have to understand, even though physically, spiritually, you could uplift yourself, be able to connect to the Kedushas Ha'aretz. What an important lesson, especially in the times that we live in, to be able to understand that Eretz Yisrael is our only one and only home. Let's review these 5 ideas. Idea number one comes to the Rebbe Rebzusha, quoted by the Rambam Malach in Likutei Shoshana. Don't just pick and choose when you want to be holy. It's Pesach night, Seder night, it can be holy. After Pesach, nah. No. Jew always wants to be able to have to be holy. Always try to be rediscover, reinvigorate, and do our best. And that's what the Rebbe Malach says, Pischuli Shari Tzedek Avavam Monarchah. Pischuli Shari Tzedek. A person always has to feel like they're in the beginning. Pischuli, the opening. Then Avavam to Odekah, to be able to think of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Always feel like you're starting again. Rabbi Nachman talks all about this. To second it to Ver Shlomo. Meis Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach. Kohen Gadol, God is Kohen Gadol status from connecting himself to the Edus, to the Edim, to the Das of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Tefer Shlomo says earlier on in Parshas Vayikra, but Kohen Gadol Me'echov, he can't become, he not only just has to come from the brotherhood of the Kohen tribe, but he's Kohen Gadol Me'echov, he has to be one with Klal Yisrael, one with the Kohanim, one with the Achdus, one with the community. And that's what the Imre Baruch says. We said, the Ruach Chaim from Lezhin, the Rav Chaim from Lezhin says, in Kavod El Torah, says Rav Chaim V'lozhiner, Shnayim Shoyosh V'imayim Diver Torah, say Moshe Lev, 2 people sitting, there's no Torah, that's Moshe Leitzim, they're scoffers, they're just hanging out. Shnayim Shoyosh V'imayim Diver Torah, they're not talking, they're always focused on themselves. Maybe we could say that's Gemara Nivamas, says, no, Gekhova Zelazeh, they only focus on their own Torah, ain't covered of the Torah, covers are a reference to the Torah. Shalom no Gekhova Zelazeh, Pasha B'shad, they didn't get along. Maybe we could say is they didn't share their Torah. They didn't care and listen and be able to share what their Chavrusa wanted to say or what the Rebbe wanted to say. Be able to make sure we connect ourselves to the community and Klal Yisrael, especially during the times of Sfiras Oimer. Super, super important. Meir Shilach, the third idea says, Adam lo yeh ol moyin. Tezayin yedzayin. Pashbashay can't go in ol moyin whenever you want. Adam lo yeh ba ol moyin. Lo yeh. You have to make sure that there's a bittul yourself, to mevatar ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur's above and beyond from our das. So the more never we have, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu we have. Sounds like the slave that Moshe Torah from Sina, he got the Torah from Sina, he got the Torah from Hashem. No, he understood humility and the batlas, as Rabbi Goldberg likes to say, let go, let God. The more you let go, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will be there for you to have the bittul, to have the anova, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fourth idea, we said from the Nachas Yoshev, Chibeder Ba'ado Va'ara Am Tazayin Chav Dalet. The Jews who feel like they're low in their own eyes, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says Ha'am, the Chippar, he brought the Kapar for even for those Jews. Nachas Yoshua, what a beautiful idea from Nachas Yoshua. Rabbi of Cholia, the Rabbi Nerman says the Gemara in Kedushin Amid Vav Bekach Bekach Nikr Bonim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only when you do the Ratzon Hashem, you're the Bonim, not Bonim. Rabbi Meir says Bekach Bekach Nikr Bonim. The Rashba Mitzvah the Farsim. This Rashba usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda. You have Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. And the Kabbin Rabbi says Mitzvah the Farsim. This Rashba to understand we're always Bonim, we're always a connection to Moshe Shalom. Fifth, the final idea from the end of Chamishi, or in the beginning, in the middle of Chamishi, Kemazir as a Shem Sheshavta Ba Lo Sasu. Shouldn't go like the ways of the Mitzrim. Don't Sheshavta Ba. What's it doing there? Sheshavta Ba. You got too comfortable there. El Eretz Yisrael Ke El Dios Keva Yechida. Our hearts and our minds and our thoughts always have to be to Eretz Yisrael. You might be living somewhere, but we are home. Our home is Eretz Yisrael. The Ramach Ephraim tells us of the Ba Shem Tov Hakadosh. You are physically, you could be wherever you want. You physically, we love to be in Eretz Yisrael, but spiritually, the rise of lift ourselves up to be able to be with hearts and our souls and our Hashem is always connected and thinking about Eretz Yisrael. Shem Zochab Ezra Hashem Yisbarach to always be growing from Kedusha to Kedusha, growing from Pesach to Svias Oymer to Lag Barim to Shavuos, to always growing in Kedusha. Second idea, to be able to make sure to connect yourself to Klai, to Midos and Achdus and community, to mevat ourselves to the Ribono Shel, to understand that every Jew is important to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to be able to understand we have one home, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh Shkoyach.